¡Saludos!
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, listener-driven radio.
Diverse Dreams. Diverse Dreams series was produced with the support of Met Radio 1280 AM and CKUW 95.9 FM. Episode 3, Dreams in Action, the Para-Pan-American Games of Santiago.
Hello. I am Thiago Cordeiro, and in this third episode, I will again have company.
Hello, Thiago. My name is Eva Maia Miranda. And in this episode, we are going to talk about how the Canadian para-athletes faced the last tournament before Paris 2024, the Para-Pan-American Games of Santiago.
That's right, Eva. In our first episode, we learned and heard about the challenge para-athletes have, but now, we are going to know what happened when the athletes finally got there in one official competition.
The opening of Para-Pan American Games of Santiago happened on October 2, 2023 and closed on November 5. The opening ceremony had the presence and a speech made by Chilean President Gabriel Boric.
So, let's hear how the para-athletes of Canada did.
As the Santiago 2023 Para-Pan AM Games officially drew to a close, the Canadian Para-Pan American team capped off the event with a flourish. The final day of competition saw Alison Levine proudly carrying the Canadian flag at the closing ceremony, symbolizing the culmination of 9 days of incredible athletic prowess and disability pride.
In the realm of para-badminton Canada, Sean Bright won a round secured a silver in the men's single SL3 draw, showcasing his exceptional skills. Meanwhile, Yuka Shokyu and Bernard Lapointe claimed bronze in the women's single WH1 and men's single WH2 tournaments, respectively adding to Canada's medal tally.
The Paris cyclists added their touch of brilliance to the games. Alexander Hayward silver in the men's C1-3 road race and Nathan Clements bronze in the mixed T1-2 road race underscore the prowess on the cycling track. These performances contribute to Canada's overall medal count of 52, securing a commendable 6th place in the standings.
But let's hear directly from the co-chiefs of the mission of the Canadian Para-Pan AM team. Josh Vander Vias expressed his awe at the spectacular Para-Pan AM Games, highlighting the outstanding display of athletic achievement and disability pride.
I really want to do everything that I can to build an environment at Team Canada where there's sport pride, Canadian pride, and disability pride. And Santiago and Paris and our team is a disability space. It's a disabled space, and we should be proud of that. And it's also whatever other space that team members are wanting it to be to live their authentic selves, because that is how we're going to get authentic performances, which are incredible performances.
Carolina Wisniewska joined in the celebration, offering congratulations to every team member for their performances, achievements, and hard workers throughout the games.
When I saw the call for co-chef de mission for Santiago and Paris, I knew it was for me. I just knew right away. I was like, oh, I have to do this. And the reason being is that I had a very, very long career as an alpine ski racer, Paralympic alpine ski racer. I competed at 3 games. I won 8 medals, world titles, all sorts of stuff. I had a wonderful, wonderful experience, but I also had everything else you can imagine in between. Horrific crashes, difficulties with coaches, difficulties with teammates, doubts, major injuries, all sorts of things, the whole gamut through a long sporting career.
The CEO of the Canadian Paralympic Committee, Karen O'Neill, took a moment to reflect on the Games. She praised not only the on-field accomplishments, but also celebrated the transformative impact of sports in creating a more inclusive and accessible world. Looking ahead to the next challenge, O'Neill emphasized the importance of preparing athletes, coaches, and staff for the upcoming Paralympic Games in Paris.
Now let's dive into some of the standout moments and achievements that made these Games truly special. Alexander Hayward emerged as a star, capturing the most medals for Canada with an impressive 4, 1 in each event he raced, including 2 golds, a silver and a bronze. Hayward, along with Alison Levine, led the charge for Canada in gold medals, each contributing 2 to the country's success.
An interesting note is that 13 athletes emerged as multi-medalists, including Tyson MacDonald, Nathan Clement, Alison Levine, and more. 31 athletes experienced the thrill of becoming first-time Parapan AM medalists, with 28 of them achieving this feat in their inaugural appearance at the Games.
But it wasn't just about the medals. Several athletes earned more than just recognition. They secured cut spots for Canada in the Paris 2024 Paralympic Games. Notable mentions include para-archer Kyle Tremblay, who earned a cut spot in the men's compound open, and boccia athletes Alison Levine and Julian Siobhanu, securing a spot in boccia BC4 pairs.
These Games were not only about individual achievements, but also team triumphs. The Canadian women's goalball team secured a place at Paris 2024 with a gold medal victory. Additionally, 3 Canadian teams, wheelchair rugby, women's wheelchair basketball, and men's wheelchair basketball, will now play in last chance qualifying tournaments next year.
As we look at the diversity with the Canadian Parapan AM team, it's fascinating to note that both the oldest and youngest member clinched medals. Stephanie Chan, aged 66, won bronze in para table tennis, while 16-year-old Fernando Lu captured a silver and a bronze in para swimming.
Reflecting on the provincial contributions to the medal count, Ontario led the way with an impressive 32 medals, followed by British Columbia with 15, Quebec with 14, and others making significant contributions. The diversity within the teams truly reflects the spirit of the nation.
Now let's talk percentages. Out of the 135 athletes who represented Canada at the Santiago 2023 Parapan American Games, an astonishing 61% went home with a medal. This speaks volumes about the depth of talent and determination with the Canadian Parapan AM team.
Spotlight on the winning action at Santiago 2023, with a particular twist in the tale of Team Canada.
Now, picture this. The electric atmosphere at Santiago 2023, where the clash for gold in wheelchair basketball went down between Team Canada and the USA, it was a nail-biter. And here's the twist. The USA team managed to snatch back the gold that Canadian women had proudly won in the Lima Parapan Games back in 2019. The final score, 62 against 56, and the gold was back in USA hands. Talk about a comeback. Olivia Meyer, para-athlete of Winnipeg, won the bronze medal in Santiago in the women's SCL4 standing category and described how it felt to represent Canada.
And then just like getting encore at the Paralympics, kind of hearing, you know, my name being called here in Canada, stepping on court for the first time, it was just an incredible experience. It will be one of the best experiences of my life, one of the most interesting things I've ever done.
So Canada, despite landing in the silver spot, there is a silver lining. That silver medal not only shines bright, but also opens doors. It's Canada's ticket to the World Pre-Paralympic Tournament happening in Japan next April. And you know what's on the line? A shot at making it to the big leagues. The Paris 2024 Paralympic Games, now that's a narrative worth following.
Santiago 2023 wasn't just a game. It was a chapter in Team Canada's journey. Shout out to the athletes who left it all on the court. And if you're not convinced about that, listen our next episode of Diverse Dreams. Diverse Dreams series was produced with the support of Met Radio 1280 AM and CKUW 95.9 FM. Scripting, hosting, and production by Thiago Cordeiro and Eva Maia Miranda. Edition, Ugona Shikbo.
This podcast series used material from the Canadian Paralympic Committee. Music, Ages Ago by Brock Hewitt.
Homelessness is a lot like musical chairs. Except not with chairs.
When the music stops, more than a quarter of a million Canadians, many of them children, don't have a home.
But if we act right now with urgency, we can fix it.
Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca.
Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
3,000 miles from home. In a beat up car and stone. Is this who I thought I'd be? Dreams seemed easier when I was young. The long drive to go to watch strangers smiling at me in rows. The ice gives it humbling like wild woods. So
song. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Never too late, I know you can't wait. Downtown Underground, CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
I was thinking about it again, trying to figure out my friends, wondering what they're waiting for, where they all disappeared to. Thinking I was so in line, thought I had it figured out this time.
KUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The radio expertise you rely on. Let's make radio fun again.
views expressed on this recording are solely those of the artists, and by no means do we encourage or condone violence against law officials.
Terrorists to function, don't gotta be on corners to be dodging and ducking them. Girls getting pulled over, cops be touching them, for real. A sexual assault be facts, check the stats. You see they predators with a badge, yo, it's mad. Same cats talk about laws, they kill a child in the street, won't face no charge, that's trauma. And now we all got scars, talking that fit the description, put your hands on the car, and don't move. And they all sing the same tune, treat it like a game, cause they know they can't lose. Cause even when they caught, you know they won't be convicted. A trial for the public, but he's still gonna be acquitted. It's vicious, and it's been that way for years. A jury of his peers, couple hours and he's cleared of murder. DA serving that purpose. Disappeared, the footage of the killing's picture perfect. That's if the body cam's working, cause they fail. And if you catch it on your cell, then they throw your ass in jail, it's real. And they wonder about the riots, but when it's cops burning and eluding, they all quiet. I'd rather stay burning this illusion than be silent. Cause yo, you talking to a giant. So yo, on the count of three, say fuck the police. One, two, three, fuck the police. Yeah, fuck them. Not just the cops, it's trickle down corruption, shit is rioting from the top. Punk cops, just a small blemish. On the face of this issue, real problem is systemic. From policies written to the way they're implemented. Neighborhoods police to disparities in your sentence. The law of fraud since inception. The flag red with the same blood it matched these hands are drenched in. No wonder they get protection from the crown. Code of silence deafening, you better not make a sound. The violence is explicit from the prime minister down.